Good morning and welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we are going to be learning Nasoi Shvi'i, the seventh Aliyah of Parshas Nasoi. The topic at hand is the dedication of the Levi of the Nesiim for the last 2 days, day 11 and day 12. And then we hear about also the conclusion and the wrap-up of this process. Let's start with the following. It runs from Perek Zayin Psukim Ayin Beis to Pei Tes, 72 to 89, which is a sum total of 17 Sukkim. The main point is the Karbonos of the last 2 days and the summary of all the Karbonos. So we hear about the Karbonos of day 11, which was the tribe of Asher, represented by Pagiel ben Achron, and day 12 was Naphtali, represented by Achira ben Enon. We then hear about the summary of all the gifts together and the accumulated numbers of all the gold, all the silver, all the cattle, all the rams. And finally, the last pasuk is when Uvavoy Moshe El Olmoed, Moshe Rabbeinu would come to the tent of meeting, L'daber Yitoy, V'yishmai Sakom, L'daber Elov, Me'ala Kaporis. And then he would hear the voice of Hashem emanating from above the kaporis between the two kruvim speaking to him. So this is the Aliyah. A few points to ponder. First of all is why the summary? Meaning to say, we can all do the math ourselves. We don't need to add up how many different spoons they were and how much the weights were. We could all do that ourselves. Why does the Torah go to such a length to describe this? So Rashi explains that there were certain ambiguities. Rashi is based on the Midrash Halacha Sifra, which says that the Sifra, which describes that you may have thought that, let's say, the measure of each individual spoon, for argument's sake, was slightly less or slightly more, so that when added up, it wouldn't be exactly what 12 times that measure. So the Torah is emphasizing that they were all very precise, which is why, even in addition, they added up to something bigger. Another ambiguity you could have thought of was, let's say, the kaf, achas, the one spoon which was gold, which measured 10, is the 10 standard measurement of silver, or was it 10 of gold itself? So these ambiguities were ironed out in the summation paragraph as well. The Malbim does point out that there is an extra added zechus, there's an extra added merit for everything to be done together as a unit. Yes, you can count each individual contribution, but the sum contribution of all of them itself adds extra value. Meaning to say, one and one did not give you two, one and one give you much more, and that's one of the ideas that's being underlined, underscored over here. Why is the last pasuk of the parasha over here, which describes that Moshe Rabbeinu could hear the Hashem talking from above the kaporis, why is that so important? Rashi explains there's a contradiction as to where Moshe Rabbeinu could hear the voice of Hashem. In a parasha's truma, in a perek chofei pasuk chofeis in Shmois, it describes how v'no'adati l'cho shom v'dibati l'cho me'al ha'kaporis m'bein shnei ha'kruvim. Hashem says, I will speak to you through the two kruvim, through the two angels. That's this aperture between the metaphysical and the physical. However, in Vayikra, Aleph, the Torah says, Vayikra Hashem Moshe v'daber elav me'ohel mo'ed le'mor. Hashem spoke from the tent of meeting. So where does Hashem speak to Moshe from? So our pasuk here at the end of the parasha synthesizes those two psukim and explains the voice emanated from the krivim that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the oil moed, and from there in the confines of the oil moed, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hear it as well. So that's what's really being explained over here, is the process of the dissemination of the will of Hashem and how that worked. What is also worthwhile noting over here, the Sforna points out that although the dedication of the Mishkan was much more humble than the future dedication of the Migdash, which would be with great pomp and circumstance, after all the Mishkan is much smaller, nonetheless, even in the dedication of the Migdash in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, we never had this addition, which is Hashem speaking to those, or to Moshe Rabbeinu, who would be in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Shlomo HaMelech had to have a dream to hear Hashem's word, to hear that his tefillos were answered. It took a little bit of time to hear that his tefillos were answered, in fact, if you look in Sefer Melachim. And the beauty of this is that in a certain sense, there was a return to the voice of Hashem coming out of Sinai before the Chet HaEgel, which had led to the building of the Mishkan. So there's a certain degree of relief at the end of this closing of this process, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is back with them. Finally, Rav Hirsch points out that Hashem appears to Moshe when the nation of Israel doing their part. When we work together, when all the 12 tribes come together and work identically, not trying to upend each other or outdo each other, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, and that's why the parasha closes in such a fashion. With this, we close the parasha's Nasa, the longest single parasha in the Torah, and we'll continue with parasha's Ba'alo Yischa next week. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.